Hey everybody, welcome into the audio-only version of JB's Bible and Bourbon Talk. We are available on all of the podcatchers which you have because you are here. We are also available on YouTube and Rumble, as well as several social media platforms. jbbibleandbourbon.com/social is going to have all that information. We thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to listen to us. If you want to further support our mission and our vision and help us reach more people, jbbibleandbourbon.com/social. Click on that Patreon link, which is going to help you come alongside and support us at our various Patreon tiers. At our Apostle and Disciple tier, you get monthly time with JB and I, and you get an end-of-year swag gift to thank you for your support. On today's episode, we are joined by friend and Patreon Craig as he brings us a whiskey game, and we turn it into a Dive It In episode. Now, sit back, settle in, let's go. Cue the intro.
Hey everybody, it's time for a very, 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 very special episode of JB's Bible.
Hey, one more very. You very. Left out. We agreed. Okay, cool.
But you know me with counting.
That's amen to that.
Yeah, you can't account for my no. stupidity. So this is a very special episode, very, very, very special episode of JB's Bible and Bourbon Talk. We are playing games. Different games than we normally play. And with us today on this show, of course, my wonderful co-host, Fancy Robert, and me, JB, we have Patreon supporter Craig Meyer. Myers. Why did I say Meyer?
Probably I don't know. It's not like you haven't known him that long. It's okay.
So I've known him for like 10,000 years. And I don't know why I said Meyer. Craig Myers. And he has concocted a game that we have been trying to play for a little while now.
There's been a bit.
You know, JB's gone through some turbulence over the past couple of months. So today I'm excited to finally get into it. So I don't know if you want to try to explain briefly what's going on or explain what's going on in that mind of yours.
Yeah, sure. I had to refresh myself because I just said it's been a while. I think it was last fall.
It was.
This kind of stuck with me. I was watching a bunch of podcasts and I was like, man, I don't know enough about whiskey. It's like these people doing these blinds and you go up against something and you don't know what you're picking. Mm-hmm. So you could make a game about that, but maybe not be like one whiskey versus another one.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, you know what? Maybe if we gave people a few whiskeys that were in a certain category and they could figure out the category that those whiskeys all fell in. So that is the short premise of this game is there's three rounds. Mm-hmm. You guys have 9 whiskeys in front of you in little tiny jars. And so round one is all of a certain thing.
Okay.
And round two is all of a certain thing. And round three is all of a certain thing. And all the various different things we talk about with whiskeys for where they're from or their proof or their price or all the other variables we talk about.
Okay.
So that's it in a nutshell.
We have to figure out what the theme is for each round.
What the theme is. Yes, it's like when you wake up after the pastor's been speaking for too long and you're trying to remember what the sermon was about. It's like that.
Dude, I preach and I have to wake up.
If you guys got your envelopes, go ahead and crack them open.
All right.
Oh, wow. That changed the lighting on my camera. Aggressively open.
Now, if this turned out to be a hit, these would all be on, like, you know, cardboard cards, and we made a whole board game out of this. But you guys are beta testers, so it's all on paper.
This is a lot of words.
The rule part, I'll cover the rules, and you don't have to read that one too much.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
The one with all the squares on it's the one you're going to be looking at.
Oh, are these penalties if we don't?
Yeah, that's the part I didn't want to get you guys too much advance warning on. So you guys are going to be playing against each other.
All right.
And you're betting something.
Okay.
Okay.
So you could bet either direction, either that the winner gets something or the loser loses something. A bottle of bourbon off your shelf or hours donated to a charity or whatever you like. I gave you some ideas, but I fully encourage being as custom as you want to be and make up something. You guys know each other so well. I'm sure you could come up with something good.
Nice.
Challenge each other or whatever.
And then are the black outline squares, are those what the category opportunities that we have throughout this? Okay.
So all three of the ones you have would fall in one of those categories.
Okay.
Each of the three rounds. So that's basically what we're doing. So you're not blinding, you know, pick out a certain whiskey out of 9. Mm-hmm. Although there is bonus points if you do happen to guess any of these whiskeys what they are. And I will say, of these whiskeys, I got the answer sheet here. I'm sure that at least 6 or 7 of these have absolutely been on the podcast. Oh. So you've had these before. Okay. There might be a couple new ones for you, but you've had them.
So what you're going to say, so what you're saying here is it's going to be embarrassing when I lose this challenge. All right.
Especially when the whiskey is directly behind you in the shot.
Yeah, there could be some of it maybe on
there. Yes, there may be some there, and so you can go with what you want. So basically, you guys need to pick out what you want to bet. That's step one in this game. And if this all works out well, one of you should win. Mm-hmm. And the win might be you're getting something, or the win might be that the other person is doing something that you would find funny or humorous or enlightening or whatever.
I mean, streak is a sermon illustration. I can't believe you put that on here, Craig. That's a that's a dangerous game that you're playing there.
Yes.
I will order pizza for the winner delivered to their house. Mm-hmm. So if I lose, I have to order a pizza for Rob.
Right.
Okay.
So that's what you can put on the line if you want.
You know,
I'll say that's kind of a lose-lose because it's a punishment to make JB eat somebody else's pizza.
It kind of is. But here's the cool thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't say that you have to pick, that the other person gets to pick what pizza you order for them. It just says, I will order pizza for the winner. And so I could
the old Little Caesars.
Getting anchovies raining down.
I was going to say I could order 10 extra anchovy pizzas for Rob.
Let's start out civil, maybe. Okay. JB.
All right.
Freestyle karaoke. Wow.
A gentleman's bet.
A gentleman's bet. So let's just start off with donations.
Okay.
We'll say we'll each be playing for a donation of the winner's choice, the $20 donation of a winner's choice. That's a good start. We're being charitable.
Mm-hmm. I am a charity.
Correct.
If I win, I could say you will donate $20 to the JB Bourbon Fund of Central Ohio. Correct. And round one is for a $20 donation to charity.
Well, let me clarify. There's only one bet for the game. If you guys want to keep adding, you can do that too.
I see. So we choose one.
There's only one winner.
And that's, so there's not a winner each round.
Well, yeah, someone will win each round, but there's going to be an overall winner. There's points at the end.
It's 2 out of 3, or there's points.
Yeah, there's only one thing to bet, but you guys can still bet whatever you like.
Okay. Well, for right now, we'll just say $20. Maybe if you get cocky after the first round, you might be like, hey, let's add in.
Okay, so there's different tiers of points, so it's going to get harder as we go, it looks like. Right. Okay. All right.
That's what happens when I don't read through the rules.
Yes.
I mean, he said he was going to read it for us, so it's not really our fault.
Right. Now, the other part of this,
accountable for this.
Yeah, is you get your bet settled, you know what you want to do, is we've all seen that when someone starts tasting something and you're all drinking the same thing, and then someone gives you some flavor notes and you can't get out of your head.
Correct.
Well, you guys are drinking the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if you wanted to throw the other person off, you might say you're tasting something in there that you're not and mess with them. So this is all open gamesmanship, however you want to put it. Yes.
All right. So
you can have the whiskeys in 1A, 1B, and 1C, and they all have something in common.
So I like this. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like the game, Craig. Let's start out. We'll start out. I'm good, JB, to continue with the same betting at this point.
Okay.
Unless you want to up the ante.
We'll start
up. You know, we'll go here, but I highly encourage anyone else listening to send us each 9 whiskeys, and we'll play this again.
Oh, absolutely! So, I will play this again.
All right, so
I'm drinking straight from the jar. Now, is there a possibility?
None.
That a round might have multiple.
No.
Okay, so you.
I went through that.
You are meticulous.
Yes, I went through it pretty well. That I don't think there's anything that would be defined twice.
I can almost say, from first taste, I think I might know. I'm definitely getting pickles on the palate.
Right. I mean, pickles and pork rinds.
Yes.
This has the subtle hint of corn dog.
How did you know my high school nickname?
Did you just go?
I did.
ASMR with Fancy Rob.
Yes. Get that last taste of the dill on the pickle there.
See, Rob was smart. He has a palate cleanser. I think I could have some water around here. Need some of this ice to melt.
And then, Craig, do you have a master list when we're all said and done that has mm-hmm. what each and every drink is?
Yep, I know what each and every bottle is.
Okay.
So are we wanting, are we, hold on. Are we,
yeah, go ahead. No.
What I'm thinking, myself. And I'm just wondering, right, because we're freestyling mm-hmm. here a little bit.
The first pass anyone's ever played this game.
You may have it in the rules, and we can't read, so mm-hmm. unfortunate things. But if you donate to our charities, we might be able to read someday. Mm-hmm. So we're guessing a category for the three, and then are we taking, because I notice there's extra points for getting the exact liquor, then do we take one guess per round at an exact bottle?
We'll cover that one at the end. We'll continue to go. You take the one you're the most confident in, and we'll go through as many as you want until we try to get to some. We'll see how the points line up. My bar is a lot more complete now than it was then.
Yeah.
But all of these are possibilities. I had the stock on my bar to give you a round of any of these that are listed. So they were all possible.
So are we
guesses on round one?
Guesses on. Hold on. Give me 1 second. The third one is throwing me way off. I'm telling you that right now. I thought I knew with 1A. But once I got down to 1C, I think I have a guess.
Okay, and is it a guess on the overall or an actual bottle?
The overall.
Okay. And then we'll do bottles at the end?
Yeah, we'll do bottles at the end. So make a note somewhere if you know what one is or you think you know what one is. Just text me what you guys think the answer is from when you get your final decision, because part of this is the rounds and you have to kind of lock in your answer, but there'll be a chance to change it later.
Okay. Oh,
boy.
All right, so
the change might cost you.
All right, mine's locked in.
Mine's locked in.
No.
I gotta find this. Okay.
Okay, I have two locked in answers for round one.
Okay.
All right, so now cleanse your palates and let's go to round two. I'm 99% sure all in round one have been on the podcast. I'm positive two of them have been. I'm pretty sure the other one was as well. In two, I'm positive of two, and I'm pretty darn sure one of these has never been on the podcast.
So we're digging into round two now.
Round two. Yes,
proceed with round two as you like.
I don't know about round two, buddy.
I would say, well, you guys are tasting. We'll plug this a little bit. I'm drinking, and none of what I'm drinking tonight is on the show, but Horse Soldier Barrel Proof. From a Florida company bottled in Ohio. I can't figure that part out, but
this is an interesting round.
Yeah.
I know what one of them is. Well, okay. I think I know what one of them is.
Yeah, we'll do the individual bottles. Especially we might do individual bottles in the event that you guys don't get anything right, then we'll keep doing individual bottles until you get some points.
Pretty likely, right?
So. I mean, I feel like an idiot doing this. I did just submit my round two answer.
Yeah, I'm fixing to, as we say here.
I might could.
Let me lock in round two.
I think I know what one of round two is. I could very well be wrong, as I frequently am.
So I'm not saying round two is bad. I just really need a palate cleanser after round two.
I will say I enjoyed round one better.
I did. Round two wasn't bad, though. But yes, I enjoyed round one better.
Interesting.
Oh gosh, I don't say that. I really don't like you now.
You guys really didn't like the over $50 bottles, apparently. Yes, so
you're only recording. We this never has to make it out. You can edit this down and we can redo it tomorrow.
This will be a minute and a half, and we just whatever we get right, we're just savants.
Yeah, right. Just picked it out and you're done.
See, I've never claimed to be a savant.
And then I'm just going to voice over Craig with some AI tools where he says, we are only going to do two today.
Yes. And we'll cut them out and whatever we got to do. Or let me know and I'll put the same shirt on and I'll say whatever we need and we'll cover it in there.
All right, round three.
Right. Now here, we're going to get to some gameplay.
Oh boy.
So obviously, I did this and I, as I said, there's only one answer that could fit. So any of these bottles can only fit into one thing for the set of three.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Oh, no.
So you can't use any more once. It's not like you're going to have three rounds that are not American. So each one is only used once. What we're going to do is when you taste round three,
uh-huh.
If you choose to change any of your answers from one or two, you can do that.
Okay.
However.
But you have to bet again.
Say Craig's got a big button.
You got to double down.
You got, well, double down or add another factor, whatever you guys want to do.
Those are the same thing.
Oh, boy. What do you,
I don't know, something? Man.
I know. One of them is very, very hydrated. If I were to go to the doctor's office and provide a sample,
what
it would be
that?
Very hydrated. I want to ask JB something, but we're playing a game, so I can't really do it.
Well, you can. Ask away.
Yeah, you're just going to lie.
Ask me.
I was just wondering if it was the nose or the palate that made you have that reaction.
I'm not telling you.
Exactly.
That's pickles.
That's what I said.
That's what I said.
You can ask me.
It smelled like pickles and cottage cheese to him.
I do like cottage cheese.
Sweet pickles and cottage cheese sounds kind of tasty.
Round three locked in. I'm just going to roll with what I got because who's to say?
Who's to say? Not us, clearly.
I feel okay about my answers.
I will say, Craig, I appreciate that I have not had to spit out any of these. That's a plus.
Well, as I said, almost all of these have been on the show and you guys have enjoyed. I didn't go pick out anything that was terrible. Or
all right, I'm going to lock in. Lock in round three.
I feel somewhat confident with that one. Semi.
All right. Okay.
Now,
all right.
Without revealing
all
anything,
three rounds from both of you.
Did any of us get any of them right?
Yes.
It was Rob, wasn't it?
We had multiple correct answers.
Oh, okay.
Well, I had multiple correct
answers. Yes, Rob had multiple.
So, how about we do, give me some bottle guesses. Let's do three.
I'm going to start with one. I'm going to take 2A. JB, did you have a bottle guess on that one?
I think I will send you 2A as well. But I don't think we had this one on the podcast.
Well, it doesn't mean we featured it.
No, I don't even mean ever. Like,
okay.
Also interesting.
Oh, so he's going to laugh at me.
Or me.
We're going to have a couple of good laughs on this one. Okay. Let's get another bottle guess.
So I wasn't doing as much bottle guess was my problem. Also, anything I guess in one is going
to
be
a clarify this to say right now you guys are tied.
Oh,
son of a biscuit.
So I'm going to go 1A.
I can't trust my ones because I mixed up the glasses when I poured them back in the in the jar. So I can't, it's not going to work for me, unfortunately. So I'm going to go back to C just because of the category. I think it is. I think I can pick one out.
That's cool that we're tied. I'm not as big of an idiot as I thought. I just want to hear how far off. I feel like
somewhere we're way
I feel like off. I'm going to get laughed at for my guess on 2A.
I think we can laugh equally at both of you. Your laugh on 2A.
I'm going 3B. No. I'm going to guess on 3B.
What's more funny was that you guys have absolutely had 2A, and both of you guessed two. Not polar opposites, but very, very opposites.
Wildly different things.
Wildly different answers for what you thought 2A was.
Okay. I'm confused.
All right, there's 3B locked in for me.
I'm confused then. 2A? Did I get 2A wrong as my bottle guess?
I think we both did.
Yes.
If we're tied, we both did.
By
a mile. Yes. I'm guessing. And mine. Okay. So actually, I have a really interesting question. Well, it doesn't matter. You already guessed it. So you're done. Yeah. So 2A, did I get the category right for two?
No.
Did
okay, I? Okay. Then that explains how I missed 2A.
Mm-hmm. Did I get the category right?
All also, right. He said we're tied. He hasn't said we've gotten anything.
Where
right
we're at currently.
Yeah.
You both each guessed one of the rounds correctly.
Okay.
Okay.
So I think I got round one correct.
Rob has guessed one of the bottles correctly.
Oh, okay.
Booyah! No longer tied, my friend.
So we nope. Said three bottles. So, JB, you better find another one. You're going to need to push us back to a tie. So you need to sample and guess and stretch your brain.
Oh, feet! I didn't see the featured pour section. Son of a gun! I did not read this well.
Oh.
I don't think I would have got. I don't think I would have said it anyway. But still. In hindsight, I would have said it.
Did I get my one? Back. So I guessed 1A. Did I get that one correct? Or 1A. Did I get 1A correct? The bottle?
No.
Dang it.
You don't have any bottles correct yet.
I don't have any bottles correct.
I'm shooting 50% on bottles.
Right.
So I got one more bottle guess.
Right. Now Rob can guess one more bottle as well. Each of you should guess, and that way you've each guessed three. And if Rob gets the second one right, then he'll win by default. And Josh, if you get one right and he's wrong, then you'll push it back to a tie and we'll have to go to another bottle. I didn't mean to make drinking 9 whiskeys stressful.
It's not. And then I'm going to pound these as soon as we're done.
I'm going to mix them all with some Cherry Coke Zero.
There you go.
Well, I do like that we were tied until Rob guessed a bottle, and that makes me upset.
Right.
I'll even put a teaser in it, and the one bottle he got right, I would expected you to have gotten right as well.
What, 2A?
Rob got a bottle right, and you should have gotten it right, too.
So which ones did he guess? He guessed 2A.
I don't know that he's at liberty to divulge that information.
No, I'm not going to. He's made two guesses, and you've made two guesses.
Oh, he also guessed 3A. So we both guessed 2A, and he guessed that one right.
You both guessed on 2A, and you are both wildly wrong on 2A.
Oh, we were both wrong on
2A. Wildly wrong.
So I guessed on 1A, but he didn't guess 1A.
He
did not.
Oh, so he guessed 3A.
Well, he guessed on any of them. You can pick whatever.
I guessed on something. Yeah, I can pick anything. I don't have to call out what I don't have to call my shot.
I'll go as far as say the one he got right, I am positive you have consumed multiple bottles of.
He's very disappointed in you.
I think that's what he's saying. I know what you're saying.
It's a little. I'm gonna call foul if this goes against me. But yes.
Yeah, that might be it's too much. But
man, I wish if I could change one of my category bets, it would help me. I know, but it's gonna cost me another bet.
You'd have to double down again.
And right now I'm ahead, so getting. That isn't advantageous for JB to take, because if I do it, it's to focus my thoughts on a bottle. Okay, I'm gonna do my third one. This one's gonna get me laughed at because this is not what I picked for the category, and it's one of those. If I'm wrong, it's gonna hurt. Oh, man, I cannot come up with my third bottle. JB, have you got your third bottle?
Maybe.
I also wish I knew what you've had on your bar over the last year.
Slight advantage. JB's seen my bar a couple of times.
Yeah.
Every category you see there, I could have sent the samples for. I have enough of everything to have sent everything out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just blasting out my palate at this point.
Yeah.
If I were better set up with some water bottles.
Yeah, it would be helpful. Here comes the excuse wagon.
I am. The fail wagon's happening.
I am excited to see how wildly off I was on my one pick.
I think I'm wrong, but I've sealed my fate.
Okay. Is he right?
No.
Is he right? Okay, so I've won.
Yes.
I can't believe I got category two wrong.
Me too.
And we both got it wrong in different ways, is my guess.
Yes. Round one, Josh guessed it was Ohio bottled. Rob guessed that it was finished. The correct answer was Wild Turkey Products. Round one. Was Russell's 10-year.
Okay.
Rare breed.
Yeah.
Turkey 101.
Okay.
You know what's funny? I was, I knew one of them was going to be Russell's. Because I love that one.
I thought it was Whiskey War because I got the rye spice in it.
Yeah.
So I thought it was, I honestly thought it was Whiskey War.
It tasted finished to me. That's so
no, weird. It didn't taste finished to me. It was that rye, which Turkey is high in corn, but they have rye in their mash bill and
delicious rye.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jimmy, we apologize. We love your products.
Round two gets interesting.
Okay.
So
oh boy. I was way in left field, I think.
I'll just go through it. Round two, Josh guessed was finished.
Finished. Mm-hmm.
Which is what Rob said for round one, which neither one was correct. And Rob guessed round two was flavored.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see flavored. Because that first one tasted like pancakes. Like maple syrup.
Yeah, just wait to hear what I thought it tasted like. Because well, we both guessed that one, right?
In the bottle guesses, you both guessed on 2A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Rob guessed Traverse City Cherry Whiskey, which is yummy. but not correct. Josh guessed Knob Creek Maple.
Yeah, I did. It tasted maple-y to me. Like,
which is not correct.
Okay, what was it?
Round two was Double Oaked Whiskeys, and 2A is Woodford Reserve Double Oak.
Really?
It did not that taste like is
Woodford Double Oak.
The maple-iest.
Yeah.
Dude, it tasted maple-y.
That's I mean, we both thought it was flavor whiskey-ish.
Because, like,
I gotta go back to this. Some,
but two of the best flavored whiskeys are Traverse City Cherry and that Knob Creek Maple. I love it.
Yeah, it's good.
Knob Creek Maple tastes like freaking maple syrup. Like, it's not like a hint of the flavor. It's like, a punch you in the face flavor.
Like, I'm getting a lot of maple.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I got cherry, but that's we both got a sweet. We both got a really sweetness on it.
Okay.
Man.
So the rest of round two, 2A was Woodford Reserve Double Oak, which I know had been on the show. The one I knew wasn't on, and at the time we did this, this was one of Michelle's favorite bottles, was Noble Oak Double Oak Rye, was 2B.
Okay. So I may not
have had that one before, but it was there. And round two was one of our all-time favorites. Whiskey War Double Oak was 2C.
It doesn't look as dark as it normally. I mean, it's still kind of dark. Anyways.
It's funny that given that we really like Double Oak, that we actually didn't like it as much as the first round.
The tie came about in round three. So your palates are very similar in one thing. And you both got round three correct. That round three was the under $25 bottles.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you both
we know cheap, that. Man. We know cheap whiskey.
Yes. We all had cheap whiskey and we enjoy it.
Yes, we do.
So you one both of my favorites
is in there.
Rob guessed, and this will be the one that's going to kick Josh in the head.
Yes, it is.
Evan Williams Bottled and Bond.
Yes. 3B was Evan Williams Bottled and Bond. And Rob picked it out and he guessed that bottle correctly, so that would be the tiebreaker.
So disappointing you.
That he guessed the
exact bottle correct. 3A, which I think might have gotten the first bad reaction.
Yeah.
Because it's ultra low octane for what we're used to.
Mm-hmm.
Very old Barton.
Okay.
Yeah, I did not like
the kitchen counter that I put in anything bourbon flavored that I'm cooking. That's what I keep that bottle there for.
Yeah.
I did not like 3A. It was off-putting on the nose, and the palate was so light that
it's the one that made me lean towards the under 25 because I knew when I tasted the Evan Williams, I knew it was over 90.
Well, and it's super light. Like all of the whiskeys in
it looks like urine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But like I said, hydrated urine.
Super light.
Okay. And the other shocker here that I thought was funny at the end was when Josh put in his final guess for a bottle. I turned
a Hail Mary.
I thought you had said it was 3C, but it was 2C. So
Josh's
third guess was E.H. Taylor, which was the Whiskey War Double Oak, which are both excellent whiskeys. We can all agree there.
Is I was going to guess Taylor on the Russell. I almost guessed that on the Russell.
Taylor is one of the higher rye mash bills in Buffalo Trace.
Yep.
And Whiskey War is higher rye. E.H. Taylor being aged longer does get a little bit more oak.
Round three super was close, Very Old Barton and Evan Williams Bottled in Bond, and 3C was Rebel 100.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, I got to go back to 3C. I love Rebel 100.
All right, well, I suck and Rob
now wins. It's Rebel 100. Yeah.
So, Rob, what charity will I be donating to?
It's the Robert R. Whistler Foundation.
The Whistler for Whiskey.com.
Is that a 501c3?
It is a 501c3. But this was definitely a good maiden voyage.
Yeah, we should definitely do this again.
So, I'm the winner. And I believe JB has to pay up.
Cheated.
JB has
cheated,
to pay up.
I say. Cheated.
He was cheated
by
something he has consumed gallons of in his life. That's what he was cheated by. Gallons and gallons, handle by handle, of Evan Williams, a Bottled and Bond.
Can I tell you, though, still that Woodford Double Oak has me reeling.
So surprising. Me too. Like, it's nothing like the one we had. Yeah.
When you guys said, I'm looking at the text, I'm like, I was like triple reading the things. Like, how did you get, I mean, Woodford Reserve Double Oak is an awesome whiskey.
He's like, I know you're drinking, but really?
I feel like
the Knob Creek Maple, but I would be like, if you would give, if someone had a gun to my head and they said, pick one bottle off of your bar that you would absolutely recognize at one taste, then that would be the one I would pick, would be Knob Creek Maple. Yeah. Because that maple is so strong. So strong.
It is pretty strong.
I saw it, like, man, how did you get that out of there? But
they all tasted finished to me. And that
to me, they all tasted flavored, which is what led me to try. Because in my head, I'm like, okay, what flavored? We've only had peach and cherry flavored whiskeys on the show, so I won't try. Right.
And to your guys' credit, those were just in little tiny baby mason jars. And they've been in there for
almost a year now. Don't give me any credit on this, buddy. So I failed miserably.
Don't give me any credit because I'm the champion.
Rob wins, and yes. I have to pay up.
You do have to pay up.
Doll hairs to a charity of your choice.
Yeah, so I'm going to I may retire now. I'm on top of my game. That could
just
be
Tom Brady your way out of here.
That could be the direction that I go. But I'm going to say I will default to Craig as the creator of this game.
Oh, okay.
And he'll get to earn JB's $20, which I mean he might lose his house. I don't know. I could. Can't speak to it. But
it's possible. So,
those $20 will go where, Craig?
You know what? I'm going to pick from a great Facebook post today. I'm going to pick the Delaware County Humane Society.
And what was this Facebook post, Craig? You have to tell us.
You do. The post I thought was awesome. There was two guinea pigs dropped off. They're a matched pair, but they didn't have their name, so the Humane Society had to name them, and sometimes they do great with that. And the one little guinea pig's name was Snoop, and the other guinea pig's name was Piggy Smalls.
I like it. That is amazing.
Can I adopt them? That sounds awesome.
They could be our mascots.
They could be our mascots. That's fantastic. So $20 from JB will be going to the Delaware County Humane Society.
I'm happy with that.
Beautiful Delaware, Ohio.
I'm happy to do that. You know, that's a good organization. They do a lot of good for animals, and very happy to do that.
This was a fantastic game, Craig. Thank you.
Thank you so much, buddy.
Put this together, thinking of us, and doing this. We had a lot of fun. Embarrassed ourselves greatly. So, me less so.
Of us more than others.
That was the whole point. I was trying to like, man, I want to do something less embarrassing when people could like taste something and guess but not be embarrassed. But,
yeah.
Well, I'm not embarrassed.
Mission accomplished for me. I'm not embarrassed.
It's a real fact of people should look. It's not all about what's on the label. You might be surprised at what you like or don't like. If you don't know what you're drinking.
This is a great time. If anyone would like to see us play this game again, just send us 9 sample bottles of whiskey each.
It's
18 sample bottles. It's a pretty low bar. We prefer like
BTAC.
Yeah, BTAC.
No more Barton.
Really, really rare things. I mean, wow. This is your chance to wow us. And I think you should take that opportunity and run with it. That's what I think.
Yeah, thank you for joining us on a very, 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 very special.
Yes.
Wait, was that enough? Special episode of JB's Bible and Bourbon Talk. On this show, we talked about whiskey, and it was fun. So thank you, Craig, for joining us. Craig is a Patreon supporter. If you want to support us, go to patreon.com/JB Bible and Bourbon or go to the website jbbibleandbourbon.com/social.
Yeah, so I'm going to jump in here, JB, just because now I'm on autopilot. So like JB said, all the ways to connect with us, support us, jbbibleandbourbon.com/social. We normally do episodes. JB and I get together. We talk about a message in a relatable way. And we share some great pours, review a bourbon, sound more like we know what we're talking about than we did tonight. Hey,
well, I will say I'm better at Bible, apparently, than I am at bourbon.
You are. And that's good. If you got to pick one. So jbbibleandbourbon.com/social. We're going to have links to the Patreon, all of our podcatchers, the video, YouTube, Rumble, how you can connect with us, email, Facebook. You can get in JB's top 8 on MySpace, maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to have to earn it. Right.
Those spaces are reserved for Patreon supporters only.
Correct. So spots are filling up quick. jbbibleandbourbon.com/social.
All right. Thank you all. And we'll catch you next time.
See y'all next time.